News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on a Thursday morning, and you've got to get up and just say, I'm going to be beautiful today, girlfriend. It is time to have a fabulous day. We're almost to the weekend. The weather's been gorgeous. So much happening in Pensacola. It's hard to keep your calendar up to date. And I'm so excited to have in the studio Kelly McLeod, who's the publisher of Bella Magazine. This issue is fabulous, and I love, love, love the Bella 2025 Holiday Gift Guide. What a brilliant idea.
Thank you very much.
I love this, and it has a calendar. I looked at it. I told her as soon as I said, I love the calendar. I said, I'm having trouble keeping up with everything that's happening. It's all right there.
It is. It's a nice, and like you said, a handy little size.
Yes.
You can go right in your bag.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited about how it turned out. It looks so good. You know, we wanted to have something easy, smaller like this than the big magazine, mm-hmm. so that people have a resource, one place to go for shopping for all of our local businesses.
So I can put this in my bag now.
Yes.
So that's not that I wouldn't carry the Bella in my bag, but this is really nice
but
and
this
handy.
Is, a smaller size and easy to,
What a great idea. Have you done this before?
We have not. This is
really?
Our first time and definitely want to do it again. It is going to come out again in December.
Uh-huh.
But the next year, we're going to look at doing it 3 to 4 times a year.
Great idea.
Maybe around certain holidays,
seasons,
things like that. Yeah.
Easter.
Because we have gotten great feedback on it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, love it, love
it. Thank you.
So how long have you been with Bella now?
Oh, boy. 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's been a while. You're doing such a great job with this magazine.
Thank you.
You know that, I hope. I hope you're getting the kind of feedback because I look forward to it.
I do. But then it's such a grind. And I don't like taking credit because it's my team. They're amazing.
You have photos of everybody and it's just, you do have a great team.
I really, really,
really
do.
Have a really interesting group of writers.
Yes. They're great and they're involved in the community in different
mm-hmm.
ways. And they just all bring so much to the table.
Great. So where can I get a copy of Bella?
Okay. I'm ready for you.
Yay.
And it's so many places this month because we also have it, everybody that advertised in the gift guide.
Uh-huh.
So,
cool.
There's a new boutique downtown, Hemline. It's at DeLuna Lanes, Butcher Shop, Rusted Arrow, Intercoastal, all the Chambers of Commerce.
Visitor centers.
The visitor centers, both, Pensacola, the beach, Perdido.
I know the beach has some for sure.
Yep. Gibson Girl, Coastal Paddle, Gulf Breeze Apothecary, YMCA, both downtown and Gulf Breeze, Pizzazz, Wade Scott, Brave, Bubba's, Cat Country, Cabinet Depot.
Yeah, we've got them right here. If you want to come by the station, pick them up. Get them right by the front door.
Pop by and say hello to Cat Country.
There you go. There you go, our sister station.
Yeah, Regimen, SNK, Drowsy Poet, Woodlands.
Okay.
The Coffee Guy. It's all over. Lee Tracy, Boutique. We've got it all over the place. So go
Excellent.
To our Facebook page and you can get the full list.
Excellent. Well, I love the color. I love this photo. And who is what woman on the front?
This is local business owner, Emily Lee. She owns Simplified. I started off as a planners.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, these beautiful planners.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great idea.
It is. And they're unique in their own way and with the design, and
mm-hmm.
she's done well with it. And then we talked this month about how the tariffs this year have impacted her business and what she has done to speak up and educate people about the impact on American businesses with
right.
the tariffs. And November is always about living boldly and risk-taking, and it was definitely a lot for her to step out into the spotlight because she did some posts on social media that went national.
Oh, wow.
And national
no
news
kidding.
Outlets were reaching out to her. She is mm-hmm. part of a lawsuit against the government about the tariffs. So it's definitely stepping out of one's comfort zone.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
wow.
I think it's a really, really good story.
Nice.
Definitely check it out.
Well, on the softer side, I love her dog.
Is that not so cute?
The dog is on the cover with her.
I
have such a soft spot for her. And
I do too.
And it's just funny because she's beautiful.
She is. And there's so many great photos of her, but I love
but
the dog.
But she's got this big smile. But the dog has got his tongue out, or her tongue out with this. And it looks like it's smiling for the picture. It is the
it
cutest.
Does.
I love this cover.
And she always looks great great in photos and a joyful smile, but I think there's always something extra to our smile when we have when we're holding a pet.
No question about it. I love it.
Well, that's exciting to hear that she's being an activist in that way.
Yeah, it's something she never set out to do or dreamed of doing, but you know, you got to do what you got to do when you own a business. It's hard.
Yeah, it's funny how these things happen. Yep. We're talking with Kelly McLeod. She is the publisher of Bella Magazine, which is out on newsstands right now. So definitely go out and get a copy. And if you have a question for her about the publishing business or their magazine, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yep. We have a lot going on.
Yes, tell me everything.
I was downtown last night, and it just made me so happy and proud for our downtown Pensacola.
So much happening.
Yes. Last night, we've got Foo Foo Fest going on.
I see. You've got your shirt on, girl. I love it.
I had joined that committee this year.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to be a part of how they do the grant process and review the grants and award the money and getting to see all the different creative ideas organizations come up with. But it's definitely one of those groups where the whole first year I'm just sitting there quietly learning. Mm. It's really cool. But go to the Foo Foo Fest website. Because
foofoofest.com. There's so much happening.
Yeah.
I was telling Kelly, I need a new calendar. I need to get one of the simplified calendars because I found myself, I had something, I was going to go to the Rock the Runaway last night.
Yeah.
And then I realized that the folks over at Penn Arts were sweet enough to get me a ticket for their show last night.
Ah.
I'm like, oh my God, I can't be in two places at once. So I opted to see the show, The Luck.
How was that? I'm going tomorrow night.
So good.
Was it
really good.
All original music.
And it's the Lovin' Brothers. We had them on the show last week.
Oh, cool.
And so they're from Nashville and they're triplets. And they're classically trained. And so they were playing all different kinds of instruments last night, in addition to kind of a country sound.
Oh, cool.
Bluegrass. They have a folk sound, too.
Oh, I like that.
And then everything, and I'm not going to tell you the story because it would ruin it for you. But the acting was super. The singing was great. And it's an intimate space there at Penn Arts. It's at the Gordon on DeVillers. And so it was kind of neat because it was, you just feel like you're a part of the shows that they do there. Because so Christine Kellogg is the artistic director there. They do a great job. But it's sold out.
So excited to see you.
You're lucky you got tickets. Between that and there's the Greek Festival this weekend and Foo Foo Fest and the Arts Festival. And there's an international festival. I mean, oh my goodness.
Last night there was, I think that was the first night of the lights maybe downtown.
Could be. They have the afterburn is up.
The afterburn is up. There was yoga going on underneath that last
night. Oh, really?
Yes. They had shopping on Palafox. Like all the stores stayed open late and had discounts. There was some market in Jackson Square. It was crazy.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. I can't keep up with all. Yeah, that's why I love this guide that you put together because you've got the calendar in there.
You've got the calendar. Yep.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. So what else is happening? You said you've got a lot going on.
That's it. That's all. That's it.
No.
That's funny. Gave you everything I had in the first 5 minutes.
Just a few things. Just a few things going on.
No, it's great. It's November. We have Thanksgiving coming up. We have some recipes in the gift guide
for that.
Yeah, kind of towards the back.
Okay.
And I'm going to put a new recipe in for December and update the calendar.
Very nice. Ooh, this has a whipped cream filling, whatever I just stumbled on.
It's a French Yule log cake.
Ooh,
but it's a long recipe. It looks like a commitment.
Other than the commitment to go to the bakery.
But it looks good, so I think it's probably worth it.
Nice. It is beautiful. The photo of it is beautiful.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it is really great. Well, I love this, and I love the idea that you're going to do one in December as well.
Yeah.
Yep. This is a great thing.
It's going to be just a few changes, but we just wanted multiple opportunities to get this out. You know, it's a lot of businesses, November, December is their make or break. This is the busy time. And they really need the business. So I like driving people to local.
Shop local. I'm a big advocate of that, especially having the chamber background.
Yes.
But just shop local and support our small business, especially because some are being hurt by the tariffs right now.
Yep.
And they need our support. And I know it's easy to go online and order straight from certain online. Whose name we saw remain nameless.
We will not say. But
and I'm guilty.
I can be guilty of it,
I'll
too.
Because I know I'm going to get it delivered the next day and all that stuff. But if you you can support our local stores or local boutiques, yep, and the mom and pop places that have been here for a long, long time.
They are what make Pensacola, Pensacola, and what draw people here to keep our town, you know, vibrant and growing.
And it makes us unique. We don't want to have a whole bunch of chain stores. Not that there's not a place for them.
There's anything wrong with that.
Right. But I love our small, our local businesses.
Yeah,
the local restaurants.
Ones. Yep.
With our local chefs. We have such
extraordinary,
extraordinary talent here.
Yep.
We just had the Taste of the Beach event out on the beach,
which showcased a ton of great
chefs.
Oh,
my gosh. And those chefs kind of get discredited because they're busy, God bless them, in the summer doing fried oysters and fried shrimp and all that kind of stuff. But when they come out and start competing with their culinary talents,
they get to get creative.
It was really great this year. And
another event we have is Habitat for Humanity Gala tonight.
Is that tonight?
That is tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
It's at Supposee Warehouse.
Right, which is a neat place.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can't, I'm having trouble keeping up with all of it.
I know.
And I'm trying to work out my schedule. How do I work in a football game, the Greek festival, the arts festival? I guess I'll go get the baklava first.
I mean, some people end with dessert, but you go, girl. You start with it.
And then go to the
take
festival.
A bite out of life. I like it. Dessert first. That's how we should live.
It's so true. We're kindred spirits, Kelly. We're absolutely kindred spirits. So if I want to get a copy of the magazine, we talked about some of the places you can pick one up. Can you get it online, too?
Yes. Go to bellamagazine.com. We have all the individual articles, but then also the flip book that looks just like the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the gift guide flip book too.
That's so cool. I love it because you can be in your phone.
Yes.
And just look up something. So I'm curious because you do have such a large stable of writers. How do you decide? Because every month it's a little bit different and then there's some themes. You have some things that recur every month, but how do you decide which articles to put in and what the theme of the magazine is going to be? Does that fall on your shoulders? Does that fall? Is it Lisa? Is your editor?
Yes.
Yeah. How does that all? I mean, I'm curious.
So we actually just last week got together, which this is late to have been doing it, but and brainstormed the themes for 2026.
Oh, right.
Which it's fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. And we had a good group of the team together and, you know, just the ideas that start firing off and building off each other. So we come up with the themes. And so each month we meet to brainstorm. Like last week, we also met about the January issue to brainstorm.
Right.
So we have our theme and then try to think of women and businesses in the community that we can interview and cover that kind of tie to that theme.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps us kind of corral the ideas by having the theme.
Well, I love that you find people that are well known in the community. But what I also like is as I flip through and I think, I don't know this woman. Yeah. And I love that because there are people making a difference that are not necessarily loud and proud, but they're actually doing something not behind the scenes, working just as hard, but maybe not being noticed as much. And so I love that we've put the spotlight on people that are making a difference in our community.
I love that too. And that's the importance of having the big team because no one or two people can know everything going on.
Right, right.
But they bring all these different ideas. And, and I, you know, we love giving attention to our advertisers because we would not be here without them. But it's also nice to give a spotlight to a new small business that can't afford advertising or something like that.
So right.
That's fun too.
So if I had an idea for the magazine or an article that maybe I've written or somebody has a thought about that, who would they contact there to possibly be included?
So for ideas of businesses or people or events, send it to news@bellamagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes straight to me.
Okay.
We don't typically take writer submissions.
Mm, okay.
It's difficult. But we love getting ideas.
Okay. So this ideas, no, news@bellamagazine.com.
News@bellamagazine.com.
Okay, I love that. Yep. So this issue, you have a lot of different things that you've emphasized. I appreciate the fashion tips.
I always need those myself.
I feel fashion starved sometimes in Pensacola. And I get into the habit of the leggings and the beach t-shirt, and there you go.
We've got the clothes for the fashion shoot were from S&K Boutique, Shannon Evans owns.
Yeah.
And she also put some great items in the gift guide.
I love it.
She is a great woman business owner and does a ton to support the community. So,
And one of the other things that you do that I like is you also have every issue, there's an emphasis on health.
Yes.
And it could be anything from nutrition and vitamins to, it looks like the focus this month has been on working out,
yep,
getting healthy in that respect. And I can pull into the parking lot of the gym and just sit there and go, do I want to today?
Just mentally do it in your head. Like, okay, I'm doing curls now.
Does that count that I'm in my car?
Well, it's got to be better than nothing.
I guess. Halfway there. But yeah, so it's, I think maybe the word I'm looking for is, inspiring. When I pick up these issues, and I'm not just saying that, but I will pick it up and I'll get inspired by a woman that I see who's doing something that I think, gosh, wish I knew how to do that. Or, wow, that's amazing that she's doing that. I mean, I really love being inspired.
I agree. That's how I feel as we're editing the stories and laying it out. It's, yeah.
Because there's always a very positive, inspirational tone to it. And the quality of it, I'm still old school. I love newspapers and magazines.
Yeah, the physical.
And it's
always
nice physical, glossy magazine. And then you have pictures of events and people in the community, which is always fun to see what people are up to.
Yep.
So it's a great issue. And if you haven't had a chance to pick one up, do it today so you can get that gift guide.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Yeah, it's, I think, real pretty the way my printer was able to do it. It's shrink-wrapped with the... I'm holding it up for you.
It's so you
can
see it.
You can hear it, listeners.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. I think it's great. And you do such a great job, and y'all do so much in the community as well. So that's always a plus.
Thank you. Don't you? Isn't she beautiful? Alicia Waters.
Yes, I love the pink.
Yeah, we did a profile on her. She is a poet, speaker, author, and self-proclaimed lifter.
Yes, that's what I was fascinated by, the people that in this particular issue that are all working out. And the one woman, I think, right before her article was decided she was going to go work out. Now she's a bodybuilder.
Yes, that was a different one. I think Alicia calls herself a lifter, lifting other people up.
Oh, you know what I saw? Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, because this was so really, really moved me when I saw it. Because she writes poetry.
She does poetry, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to give a little bit. I hope I do her justice, but this one's called I Am. It says, the scars, the wounds, the bumps and bruises, I am the result of everything I've been through. I am the strength that allowed me to overcome. I am the process, the go-through to get to. I am the joy that causes smiles when I want to cry. I am the boldness to stand in my truth. I am the life to my will when my way wants to die. I am a purpose-driven woman who will not be denied of the best of the best of the best. Beautifully flawed, perfectly imperfect. I love me just the same. Although it ain't always easy being me, I wouldn't change a thing.
We can't say it?
Sure.
A dang thing.
A damn thing.
A damn thing.
Alicia Waters.
Isn't that beautiful?
I love that. I love it. So kudos to you, Alicia, if you're listening this morning.
How can you not feel that?
Oh.
Listening and reading that.
Yeah.
You just feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we don't give ourselves enough credit, men and women alike, by the way.
I agree. Yes.
We don't give ourselves enough credit for the good things that we do.
Yep.
And it's hard. There's just so much coming at us in the world today.
It
feels like we're just getting bombarded with
it. It's so easy to focus on what we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I beat myself up. Okay, I've got 50 things to do today, and I only accomplished 10 or 15. So I think about other things I didn't, and that's not the way to go about it.
No. We've got to give ourselves some credit.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to laugh. We just got a text. Where can I get the magazine?
Yay!
So maybe we should go over the places where you can pick one up. Because I know all the visitor centers have them. The chambers of commerce have them, of course. And then you had your whole list this morning.
My whole list that just went away.
Of course. That's how this works.
Joe Patty's. There's always a ton at Joe Patty's.
Uh-huh.
The YMCA's, Jen's Designer Deals. Lee Tracy, Boutique.
Mm-hmm, a lot of the boutiques in town. A lot of the advertisers.
Yes, all of our wonderful, wonderful.
And you can get, and just to say, you can go online to bellamagazine.com, and they have the digital where you can, it's like a flip book, they call it, where you can literally take your finger and change the pages and look at it. But I'd encourage you to see if you can pick one up, because you won't miss it. If you go by a place that has newsstands in front, you'll see theirs is a shrink wrapped and it has a bright red gift guide in the front. So it stands out.
It does stand out.
So you definitely can find it.
It's at Cordova Lanes. It's at DeNovo, Drift Boutique, Emerald Coast Medical Group, Escape Wellness Spa, Gulf Coast Kids House, In Her Physique, Kia Autosport, Country Club, PJ's Coffee, Roger Scott, Running Wild, Scenic Hills Country Club.
Gosh, it's almost like, where is it not being?
That's our goal.
We have them here at the station at 7251 Plantation Road. You can just come up to the receptionist desk. We have free copies there.
Yep.
So you can pretty much find it almost anywhere. So hopefully that helps.
And if there's somewhere you think we should have it that we don't, let me know, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we want it to get in your hands. So let me know. news@bellamagazine.com.
Bella Magazine. Yeah. What's the story behind the name?
We will talk about that more next year, which is our, drum roll, 20th anniversary.
No way.
20 years.
I remember them when this was started.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the publisher of the News Journal at the time and the marketing team conceived of the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody had just come back from Italy, or it's the same name as the publisher's daughter or something like that.
Right.
I'll get some curious, of the OGs,
curious.
The originals, to come tell
Rebecca
us the story.
Bowles was involved.
It was her. Yeah, she was part of it. So we'll have to get her on here with me.
That would be fun. Yeah. Rebecca and I go way back.
Oh, she's great.
Have stories. It's not fair. When you've lived in a community a long time, you have stories.
Oh, yeah. It's a small town.
So what's the most gratifying thing about what you do, Kelly, as a publisher?
When people say that they either learned something, got inspired by something. I really love it when we feature a woman and she says how much it helped her self-confidence, it helped her business. That's what means a lot to me.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah. That's the mission, you know, to support and uplift women. Mm-hmm. And when I hear stories about just that, I'm like, all right, mission accomplished. That means a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. It's got to be very gratifying.
It is. It really is.
And here's the good news. It's free.
It is free.
Which is pretty unusual these days.
Yes. A lot of great content, many stories throughout. So it's, you know, it's worth picking up and keeping for the month to thumb through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have them on my coffee table at home. Has my little Bella magazine pile.
Perfect. Mine too.
Because I'm very bad about throwing things out. And I reference things in here too. Because, like I said, you have fashion tips, you have health tips, you have all different types of interesting articles about the local people that are making a difference.
Yep.
And then I do actually like the ads.
Yeah.
I'm one of the few, maybe.
Well,
but
that's the hope. I mean, they're local businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it always tells you what's going on. And then, of course, you support so many nonprofits. I see Favor House is in here, Gulf Coast Kids House.
Yep. They're two of my favorite. Favor House, of course, is women we support, and that's kind of our partner nonprofit at Bella. Gulf Coast Kids House, I've been involved with for 10, 12 years, still on the board there, even though I'm the worst board member ever now.
That's not true. I don't believe that for a second. Not even a minuscule, mini second. Not even a little bit, Miss Kelly.
No, it's true. But I believe a lot in the organization. I love supporting them. But yeah, there's amazing nonprofits doing amazing work in this community.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, so what's on the calendar for December? Have you got any clues about what that issue is going to be like?
Yeah, it's going to be
preview?
Kind of a coming home type issue.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, some holiday things. And yeah, it's going to be good. And like I said, we'll have the holiday gift guide again with just changes and updates. So,
if there's a business that wanted to get into the gift guide, how would they get it? Who would they need to contact?
They could contact me, but they'd have to do it pretty much by tomorrow.
Friday. This is the deadline.
Yeah, we go to print next week. So.
Okay, well, there's still time.
But yeah, I've got a page I could make space for. So.
Okay, yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
All right, so we are just about out of time, and it just flew by again.
It always does, Meg.
If you get a chance, you're going to definitely want to pick up your copy of Bella Magazine. We've listed multiple locations, but you want to get it because it has this gift guide. You can't miss it because it's kind of shrink-wrapped in plastic, but the gift guide is bright, bright red.
Yes.
So it's perfect Christmas colors.
Yep.
To get you ready. And half the people I know have already done all their shopping. I am not one of them.
I am not one of them.
So.
At all.
But I have this gift guide now.
I admire people that are.
That's right. So what's your website again?
It is bellamagazine.com. Go to Facebook to Pensacola Bella.
Okay. Kelly McLeod, thank you for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me again.
You're always amazing, and we appreciate what you do,
shining
a spotlight on the amazing women in our community.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Kelly. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.